A report on Wisconsin's prison system is recommending changes in the use of solitary confinement. It also says prisons are overcrowded and plagued by high staff turnover among guards. It's Tuesday, November 18th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, a former conservative Supreme Court nominee has a new role as a U.S. attorney in the Trump administration's Department of Justice. And a coal terminal on Lake Superior is closing after 50 years due to plummeting demand. Stay with us.
Thanks to community support, Wisconsin Public Radio continues to bring trusted news, lifelong learning, and stories that reflect who we are, free and accessible to all. WPR is powered by you. Visit WPR.org/together.
A recently released report commissioned by the Department of Corrections details problems at Wisconsin prisons. As Sarah Lear reports, those include high staff turnover, overcrowding, and issues with solitary confinement.
The report noted state prisons are over capacity by thousands of people. It also raised concerns about how often inmates with serious mental illness are locked up in solitary confinement, and it recommended against the DOC's practice of putting people in solitary while they're on suicide watch. Prison reform activist Marianne Olson says she experienced that firsthand while she was incarcerated.
As someone who has spent time in their quote-unquote restrictive housing unit for being suicidal, you're only compounding the harm and the hurt.
The DOC secretary said the review highlights improvements within the prison system. He also said its recommendations provide a, quote, guide for future changes. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Former state Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel was sworn in yesterday as an interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. That top federal prosecutor job covers 28 Wisconsin counties. Schimmel secured President Trump's endorsement when he ran as the conservative candidate in this spring's Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Schimmel lost that race to liberal Susan Crawford. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi appointed Schimmel to his latest position. Democrats, including U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, have criticized that process, noting that it bypassed Senate approval. In Schimmel's case, that approval was not required because his role is classified as interim. Schimmel is a former Republican Wisconsin Attorney General who most recently worked as a judge in Waukesha County. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would essentially cap residential energy bills in Wisconsin at 2% of household income. As Joe Schultz reports, the bill would need GOP support to become law.
Wausau resident Jill Sexton and her husband are both in their 60s. She says she had to take on a part-time job to cover rising utility costs.
Each month we choose between paying the electric bill and heat bill or filling our prescriptions.
The bill would require the Public Service Commission to create a program to provide relief to households spending more than 2% of their income on utilities. It comes as retail electricity prices nationally have outpaced inflation since 2022. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Federal data shows the average price per kilowatt hour of electricity in Wisconsin increased by 26% from 2014 to 2024. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Eau Claire Area School District is considering closing at least one elementary school and repurposing another due to declining enrollment. It's a familiar challenge faced by districts across Wisconsin. State data shows there were around 57,000 fewer elementary school students last school year compared to a decade before. Wisconsin Association of School Boards Director Dan Ross Miller says a lot of larger districts and cities are having hard conversations,
particularly in the early grades, because that's where we're seeing it show up first. By cutting or closing and consolidating schools, a lot of them refer to this as right-sizing.
Since 2020, Ross Miller says at least 13 districts have either shuttered elementary schools or are studying future closures. A coal terminal that's been operating for almost 50 years in Superior is set to close next year as coal shipments have dropped dramatically. As Daniel Kading reports, that's due to the shift away from coal-fired power plants.
Midwest Energy Resources Company will not be renewing its 50-year lease with Koch Industries as of June 30th. The company is a subsidiary of DTE Electric Company. Jason Roan with the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says the facility set a record loading 22 million tons of coal in 2008.
Coal has been part of the cargo mix in this port for more than 150 years, including several years when it was the tonnage leader. And through that evolution, the nature and flow of coal has changed.
Roan says coal tonnage at the port has been in sharp decline as the nation has shifted away from coal-fired power. A DTE spokesperson says the closure will affect 56 employees that will be able to apply for positions elsewhere within the company. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The retail price of wholesale turkeys this year is likely to be more expensive. An average 15-pound bird could cost around $30, according to a new Purdue University analysis. Tariffs have impacted the price of turkey feed, which makes up most of producers' cost. And then there's bird flu. Yuko Sato is a poultry extension veterinarian at Iowa State University. She says controlling bird flu would bolster turkey populations and help bring prices down.
That's going to be a massive positive effect for the entire industry, irrespective of what turkeys or broilers or layers, whatever industry they're dealing with.
But with bird flu having already killed over 3 million commercial fowl this year, population growth is unlikely to happen. In the meantime, Purdue experts recommend consumers purchase their turkeys early to capture better price deals.
Support for WPR comes from the state of Wisconsin, business sponsors, and tens of thousands of supporters who contribute. Thank you to everyone who makes WPR possible on air, on the app, and at WPR.org.
And taking a look at weather, a winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today in central counties. That includes Clark, Jackson, Monroe, Juneau, Wood, Portage, and Wapaka. And then some sun far north, otherwise mostly cloudy. Expect areas of rain and sleet and snow over the southern half ending in the afternoon. About 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected in central Wisconsin, with temperatures likely to reach the upper 30s to low 40s. And then tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows expected to reach the upper 10s to the north and upper 20s south. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, with highs reaching in the near 40 in the north and mid 40s south. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producers today were Sean Johnson. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.